The Trev Report for 2005-12-07. Hello and welcome once again to your monthly Trev Report, wherein you will find some facts about the life and times of Trevor Leishmana. And now, on with the show! Trev's love life. Signe is working hard 4 days a week now at two jobs. She really likes to work, but it's keeping her busy. Every week she has to stay overnight one night in one town or another, since the commute is over 2 hours. She seems to really be enjoying the work though. We've been busy almost every weekend, either going to events or visiting with friends. I think we're going to have a pretty good holiday season here. Trev's Thanksgiving. We've been going to all sorts of get-togethers recently. On the Saturday after Thanksgiving, Signe and I attended a large Thanksgiving feast held at the capital of Shimane, Matsue. There are over 200 people there, foreigners and Japanese alike. The event was held by Mike and Nina, and the proceeds went to buy food and supplies for a small minority villages in Vietnam. We watched a video of a group of Shimane Jet participants going to Vietnam to help. It made me feel as if I should be doing more in the world, but perhaps one day I will. Trev's acting. Since I am a local TV star with my own monthly English conversation show, I thought I would try out for a part in a film project being done by some of the high school ALTs. The theme is six high school friends in an international school. The goal is to use simple English to show Japanese high school kids what a foreign school is like. I'm trying out for the part of a high school student, but I'm not really an actor, so I don't think I'll get the position. Only time will tell. Trev's Art Group. The Jet Art Group Shimane, or JAGS, has started to prepare once again for the annual show in June. I will once again assume the role of treasurer for the group as we try to raise enough money to hold the event again this year. I really had a good time last year, especially during the event. I was there to set up and tear down the event at the Shimane Art Museum, and it was a great experience. With any luck, this tradition will continue on long after I have left Shimane. Trev's friends. Winter is the season for get-togethers with friends, hanging out under blankets, watching movies, and playing games. Signe and I are both going to be in Japan for the holidays, so we're going to look forward to hanging out with everyone here this winter season. There are a few parties that we're going to for sure, a Hanukkah party, a Christmas party, etc. We haven't decided on what to do for New Year's though. We are thinking about going to Kobe or the Sand Museum in Nima. It's still up in the air. Trev's human rights. Yesterday, like I did last year and the year before, I was transformed into a human rights worker for a day. I drove all around town visiting businesses, schools, and post offices, handing out pamphlets about human rights and free apples to people. I do this every year because from December 4th to December 10th is Human Rights Week in Japan. It's a time when schools and businesses take some time out of their week to teach and learn about human rights, like being nice to others and sexual harassment. One thing that is emphasized in Japan about human rights is being respectful of foreigners. Japan is a very homogeneous society, and many people, especially in the country, don't ever see foreign people. It is important to educate Japanese to be polite to foreigners. For example, I was handing out pamphlets in town, and some people got off a bus and just started taking pictures of me without asking first. I consider that rude, and I think anyone would do the same if a total stranger came up to you and started taking your picture but said nothing to you. You know, I'm not a monkey. Japanese people tend not to grasp this concept. Trev's work. Work has been busy this month. November is a month for culture festivals and school open houses, so I've been to the open house presentations for both local elementary schools and the junior high school culture festival. I've also been teaching English at a local elementary school once a month. I love teaching at elementary schools because the kids are very energetic and unafraid of talking with me. My junior high school days are also nice, but they are missing the interaction with the students I get at elementary schools. Trev's computers. Things are going A-OK on the computer front. I have a news ticker program on my work computer, so I can see the latest news when I'm sitting at my desk. I played the Civilization 4 demo, and it was really fun. I might get it one day. I've been in a game-playing mood lately. I try to jump on Achaea, which is a MUD or text-based multiplayer role-playing game, whenever I can, but I make sure not to commit myself to anything that'll take up too much time from real life. Trev's studies. I continue to study for the Foreign Service written exam. I'm currently reading up on US history, but my essay writing skills are seriously lacking. I recently wrote an article on free speech for the Shimane Jet newsletter, The Black Taxi, but I think it was subpar. I really have to practice my writing skills a lot more, but that is the only thing I have to do. Oh, excuse me. That is not the only thing I have to do, by far. There is so much I sometimes feel overwhelmed. I'm also working on some of my Japanese, but, you know, not very much. You know, I learned kanji from fast cards, and that's about it these days. It's not taking a front seat. Trev's one-point Japanese lesson. So, you want to learn some Japanese? That's great. Let's review how to conjugate verbs. In polite speech, Japanese verb conjugation is relatively easy. In the polite form, all verbs end in masu. Masu is sometimes pronounced mas. The last u can fall silent. Thus, this is sometimes referred to as the mas form. Let's look at the four tenses using the verb tabemasu, to eat. The present positive tense is tabemasu. The present negative tense is tabemasen. The past positive tense is tabemashita. And the past negative tense is tabemasen deshita. There is no future tense in Japanese, so when talking about future events, we use the present form, usually with some indication of time. Konban ramen o tabemasu. I will eat ramen tonight. Try conjugating these verbs yourself. Nomimasu, to drink. Shimasu, to do. Ikimasu, to go. Kimasu, to come. And kaerimasu, to return. Keep up your studies. Japanese is a rewarding and fun language to study. That's it for this time. Be sure to check us out on the net at www.trevreport.org/blog, where I post daily kanji to study, a small journal in both Japanese and English, and you can also listen to my blog by clicking on audio recording links at the site. And finally, if you have some free time, drop me a line. I always like hearing from you. Until next time, Trev.